Diedrich Hatton from Real Preachers of L.A. and my girl, Michelle Williams, gospel singer.
Hey there, good morning.
And Destiny's Child have a new TV show, a reality show called Fix My Choir. It premieres on Wednesday on Oxygen. Fix My Choir. Good morning, Diedrich. Good morning, Michelle.
Good morning, show.
Good morning, good morning.
Now, how is this going to work?
I know, right? Go ahead, Diedrich.
It's a wonderful thing to be on the show with you this morning. Hi, hello, everybody.
Now, how's your show going to work?
Basically, we traveled the country, found choirs, the worst choirs in the country, and some of the best choirs. And Michelle and I, we mentor them to the next level to help them reach their goals.
Now,
so it was
bad
really
are
fun.
They?
How bad are they? And you're Christian. And you're Christian. How bad are they? How can you say someone singing the Lord's words is a bad singer?
Go ahead, Michelle.
You know, but we have to tell the truth. I think, you know, that's one of the commandments. Mm-hmm. Don't lie.
Are some of these senior choirs?
Now, some of the senior choirs, you know, they just want to make a joyful noise,
But some of these choirs are senior choirs.
Noise. Now, is it that they're bad or they don't have the equipment, they don't have robes, they don't have...
A good could choir it be, director.
Is that choir directors, all of that into it, too?
Well, what we try to do, we try to tackle everything from leadership to their performance to interpersonal behavior with each other. I mean, it's all kind of things, you know. I know for me, I realized that fixing choirs is more than just about fixing their singing. You know, the majority of the choirs that we work with could really, really sing. It's just the other foolishness that would keep them from really going to the next level.
Now you do small churches and you do mega churches. Which one has the most mess? A small church choir or a mega church choir? Which one has the most mess?
I think it depends. Go ahead, Dee.
Yeah, you can find mess in any choir, whether it be a mega church choir or a small choir. You know, you just got to make sure you got the right people in your choir. I think,
there's a thing that
one rotten apple spoils the whole bunch. I mean, that's true. You can get a bad person in the choir and stir up everybody.
Michelle, what's some of the mess that you found in these choirs?
Just lack of respect for leadership or leadership not knowing how to handle the misfits that are in the choir. I mean, we worked, and it just isn't gospel choirs we worked with. We worked with a barbershop choir in New York.
Yeah.
And it was just amazing how everybody was just kind of scared and timid to tell the leader how they really felt.
Some people just had to go.
Yeah, did you send anybody home?
To me, that's how you fix it. You just got to go. You know, but, you know, sometimes the leadership gets really scared on really putting their foot down and they let the person come back. So you'll actually experience that.
Especially if it's like the first lady of the church, right?
That's another show right there. Fix My First Lady. Because I've been in church and every first lady can't sing. I know they let them sing, but they cannot sing.
That's another show.
That's Fix My First Lady. Am I right, Simba?
You're on to something. Fix My First Lady. That could be interesting.
I like that.
Not your First Lady, Dietrich.
No,
disrespect, Dietrich.
No, my First Lady is fine.
It's fine. Just the way she is. That's right.
But I've been someplace they don't need the mic at all.
I think that's the men's chorus in everybody's church. Any men's choir, they're horrible. I ain't heard a good men's choir yet. It's nobody.
Oh, my God.